This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Heard at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
13, 12, 11. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in. Throws it out to Holman. Cross court to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman. Open, goes to the basket with five to go.
Wow.
And knocks it down. He banked it in. It is a well-honed, highly skilled, amazingly talented basketball team that is winning at this state championship in boys D4. The Trojans will dribble out the final 20 seconds, leading 60-44. Again, it was 16-0 Botkins after the first 4 minutes. Botkins, after a great challenge from Columbus Grove, which cut it to two in the third quarter. Trojans have pulled away to win it big time. And guess what? Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3. In the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We'd like to welcome all of you to high school basketball on this Tuesday night. Should be a great game this evening. The Fort Loramie girls host Rushi. A big confrontation to Shelby County Athletic League favorites. It's a headliner tonight here at the Fort Loramie gym. Already a great clash finishing here in the preliminary game. Rushi 30, Fort Loramie 27. The JVs having a real tussle, a minute 18 to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, this could be a preview of what's coming up in the varsity tilt.
Well, I think it's going to be a good game. I mean, sometimes these games don't go exactly like you plan, but both teams very talented. I think Rushi, I mean, they played Sydney and they played Minster. And they actually thumped them both. Loramie beat a not very good Miami East team, but they looked good doing it. And Ava Schultes did not play, and she'll be there tonight. So, you know, this is a work in progress for Loramie, where I think Rushi is really in good shape already early in the season.
Yeah, Raiders with a lot of experience and great size back from last year, a team that went 16-10, certainly has not looked like a 16-10 varsity team the first 2 weeks. Fort Loramie rebuilding. It's a short Fort Loramie club by Redskin standards. That Fort Loramie girl's not tall. But Ava Turner has got a nose for offense. The junior scored 14 to lead Fort Loramie on Friday against Miami East. Colleen Brandewey, a senior, pumped in 11. 14 and 11 between those two young ladies. 40% of the 50 points, Chuck, 20 of the 50, were notched by two freshmen and two sophomores for Fort Loramie on Friday night. How about that?
Well, I mean, like I said, Schultes did not play. And I know that Victoria Messer is the one that got a lot of headlines, and she's going to be really good. But I'll tell you, Avery Brandewey on Friday night was outstanding. That freshman has some moves in the post.
Three young ladies attired in blue and gold tonight for Rushi will measure 6 feet tall or taller. That's right. There will be three for the Rushi Raiders, at least 6 feet in height. May not be any more than two of them on the floor at any one time. One of them, Ella Haney, a six-footer, has dropped in 25 and 13 points in Rushi's first two contests. It's going to be very interesting to see tonight, Chuck, how Rushi handles Fort Loramie's pressure.
Yep.
Expectations for the Redskins still the same. Last year, Fort Loramie exceeded expectations, 29-1, a very unique, one-of-a-kind season for certain. This year's Fort Loramie team has got the athletes to run up and down the floor and play excellent defense.
Yep.
And how will Rushi handle it? That's a key.
Well, you know, Loramie, they've got to turn it into a full court game.
Yep.
They've got to turn it into turnovers for them, because if this turns into a half court game, Paul Bremingen is going to set up two post players down there. He's going to screen across, and they're going to throw the ball down to the block all night long until Loramie shows they can stop it.
Exactly. And that's just what Rushi did in its first two wins against Sydney and against Minster. In fact, the Rushi Raiders scored 72 points, Chuck, in the second halves of those two games. 72. That's 18 per quarter, third and fourth quarters, against two quality opponents, Sydney and Minster.
Well, and I will say this. Paul looks much better in blue than he did in red and gray.
Chuck is speaking of Paul Bremingen, a 31-year boys coach at Rushi, was at Troy 4 years, obviously, for the red and gray as the mentor of the Troy boys program. We'll hear from both head coaches, Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie in her 23rd year, and Paul Bremingen, the girls coach now here at Rushi. 31 years as the boys coach, several seasons at Troy, off for a couple years, and he'll tell us all about what it's like making the transition from boys to girls, and he'll note his highlights and successes during his 31 years coaching the boys at Rushi. 2002, as I recall, they went to the state Final Four, did the Raider boys.
Yeah, they had a nice team that year. And I'll tell you what, Coach Bremingen is just an outstanding basketball coach. And the girls are real lucky that he wanted to come back and step into this position.
Yep. He noted for me in a conversation just the other day, Chuck, that he has coached during his career, the 3 decades plus a year at Rushi, the moms and dads of most every young lady on this Rushi girls roster this season.
That's when I knew it was time for me to retire, when I started seeing the kids of the kids. And I went, okay, I'm too old to be doing this. So I understand what he's saying.
Sure.
And it's kind of a neat feeling.
Yep.
And when you get a little town like Rushi, and everybody's related and everybody knows each other, he's just the perfect person for this job.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie. JV game just finished. Rushi held on to win by 5.
Yep.
Raiders defeated Fort Loramie by 5. In the JV tilt, it just concluded, and we're about 15 minutes away from the start of our varsity game tonight. Should be one heck of a confrontation. Dynamite headliner. Kind of unfortunate in a way that these two high-quality programs, Fort Loramie and Rushi, have to collide so early in the round robin. They'll meet again at January 6th, second contest between the two, but they open up play in round one, open up play in round two, just as they did 1 year ago. Last year, Fort Loramie won twice, 51-35 and 47-20. In fact, Fort Loramie's won 16 of the last 20 head-to-head confrontations between the two clubs. Rushi owes them one. Rushi's got the size advantage. The history is in Fort Loramie's favor.
Well, I think the key for Rushi tonight is to get a good start and gain confidence knowing that they can play with Fort Loramie, because quite honestly, Saturday we're going to see the same thing. For Michigan, they've won one out of the last 16 games.
Yep.
You don't start, you got to have a good start, and mentally you got to decide that you can beat this team, and that's what Rushi has to do tonight.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world at Locale. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5, TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors the last several months here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie very pleased with her club's win over Miami East on Friday. Going in, she feared the long-range shooting from Hunley, the guard, and the inside height of Miami East. She also praised Ava Turner for an outstanding game.
I mean, I was really concerned about the height of Miami East. They had some experienced guards, you know, and so we challenged our girls that we had to control their guards to not find the post players, and we challenged our post players not to let the post players have easy points in the paint. So defensively, we did exactly what we wanted to do. And then I think the defense leads into our offense, which allows us to get a couple fast breaks here and there, and that builds momentum. But, yes, I think every girl that was on the floor did exactly what they needed to do on offense. And like you said, the freshmen and sophomores did a great job of getting points on the board for us.
You know, you've been asked, will you lower your expectations for this year's team? Heck no, you won't. The point is that, my gosh, the last 2 years of clubs exceeded expectations. Those were one-of-a-kind teams. So your goals are still very lofty for this 2021-2022 team.
I think you said it right. The expectations, you know, here at Fort Loramie, you know, our coaching staff, you know, we do have expectations, whether it's the half-court offense, you know, full-court defense, whatever. But like you said, those two previous years, there were times that they did exceed our expectations. There were times I just had to sit there and sit down and say, oh, my goodness. This team is clicking on all cylinders, and it's beyond what, as a coach, it's beyond what I could have done. It's just that that's how in tune they were with each other. This group, you know, a lot of new faces. We're not in tune yet, but the expectations are that we want to get there. And so our practices have been engaging. They've been fun. The girls are working so hard. We're trying to teach those Laramie concepts on defense to the younger girls. They're getting it, but it's not going to happen in the blink of an eye. It's going to take us, like you said, it's a process. It's going to take two, three more, four more weeks before we get them to where we want them to be.
Ava Turner, a junior, led the way, 14 points, scored them all in two quarters of action. Boy, does she have a mind for offense.
Yes, I was so pleased with Ava for having the game that she had. She has been patiently waiting to be a varsity player.
Yep.
And, you know, any other year or time, she probably would have been starting for us as a sophomore.
Yep.
And it's been frustrating for her to be waiting. And I've had this conversation with her last year. You just have to wait your turn. And she has. And patience, you know, pays off here. And so she got the chance to start on Friday night. She played well. I'm happy for her that she gets to play at the level she wants to play and that she can play at.
Did you anticipate going into the Miami East game that your freshmen would log as many minutes as they did?
You know, I honestly, no. But with Ava Schultes being out with her ankle injury, that allows 25 to 28 minutes for other people to soak up, and they did. And I thought Avery and Victoria did a wonderful job. They played hard. They got that first game under their belt, and like we told them on Saturday, they are no longer freshman players. They are varsity members of the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins basketball team, and their expectations are when they step on the floor, they are varsity players.
Well, as it so happens, last year, this year, the round robin schedule in the Shelby County Athletic League calls for Ruchi and Fort Laramie to meet first game of the first round 2 years in a row. Last year you opened at Ruchi, this year at Fort Laramie. A big game tonight.
Ruchi has a lot of great players back from last year. And, you know, some of these girls have played varsity for 2-3 years, and they're talented, they're long, they're lengthy. They've got a new coaching staff, which, you know, has changed some of the concepts that they've been doing in the past. So this is a big game, but I would agree this is not the league championship, because I do believe Botkins is a pretty good team this year.
Yep.
You can never count Anna out, because you never know what Anna's going to bring. So this is a big game. This early in the season it is, but there's still a lot of basketball to be played in the next 3 months.
What have you worked on in between games 1 and 2 this season?
Obviously, it's just we're still working on our defense. We're still working on our rotations, because we got those new girls that need to build on that. We didn't really put in any new plays since Friday, because we're just trying to get those new girls comfortable with what we are calling. So we probably only have half of our playbook in at this time. But basically, it's defense. It's fundamentals. It's defense. It's rebounding. It's posting up. It's passing. It's sprinting the floor. It's getting wide for our transition plays. It's just the basic little things that we need to make our team successful.
And Ava Schultes, a 5'10 interior player for Fort Laramie, a senior, will play tonight. She missed Friday because of a tweaked ankle. She's got to have a pretty good game against the height of Ruchi.
Well, she likes to go inside, and she's a slasher, and she's going to have to really kind of keep a little, you know, she's got to get into the bigger girls when she shoots the basketball.
Yep.
If she gives them room, that's when you get your shot blocked.
Head coach Paul Bremigen of the Ruchi girls, 31 years coaching the boys. He was at Troy coaching boys for a few seasons. He talked to me earlier this week about his highlights, his successes coaching at Ruchi High School for the Raiders.
Went to the district finals quite a few times, went to the state in 2002. You know, those are definitely highlights. And, you know, 95, we went to regional finals. And so that's a lot. There was a lot of fun. Try to get kids to work hard and try to see the fruits of their labor a little bit. And, you know, try to get them to compete. And, you know, we're in a small school. Ruchi's one of the small schools. And, you know, these kids all play three sports. And they're used to competing. And, you know, they just got to learn. They learned that they could compete with the big boys, and they still have. I mean, so that was just my goal, you know, starting out, and translated into some wins and some losses. But, you know, hopefully they learned something along the way.
How do you translate your coaching style, your coaching philosophy from boys basketball at the high school level to girls?
It really isn't a whole lot different than what I've done with boys. I mean, we just We played the same way. We're playing the same way now. I mean, we haven't, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg right now. We're still working hard on, you know, just the basic things that we're doing, and it's working, you know, for us right now. But, you know, we've got to work on getting better in offensive execution and, you know, just playing the way we want to play is a little bit of a change for them. So, you know, we've got to stay on it and get better every day.
Hey, two games of success, winning at Sydney, home against Minster. First, what, 4 or 5 days of the season, three tough opponents, including Fort Loramie game 3.
Yeah, we knew this going in, so, you know, get them ready and get them to go and play. I mean, that's just the way it is. And, you know, nothing's going to change. You got to play them sometime, so we're playing them early. And
so what growth development have you seen in your team since you've had all your girls? Obviously, a number played volleyball,
right,
but you've had a couple, 3 weeks of practices and scrimmages and two games under your belt. Where have you made strides as a club?
I think we're getting better defensively. I think the girls are kind of buying into what we're trying to do, and we're rebounding the ball. And then I told them, I said, that's where we're going to build our success is defense and rebounding. And you know, and that's what we've kind of been preaching these 2 weeks that we've been playing and practicing. And so, you know, so that's kind of what we're doing. And you know, with offense, you know, offense usually takes a little longer than defense. The defense is usually ahead of the offense. We've been getting the ball down the floor and playing at a good tempo. And, you know, we've got points from three or four different sources in two games, which is good, and kind of makes us a little bit harder to defend whenever we've got, you know, we got 25 from Ella and we got 18 from CC the other night, and that helps us out a lot as far as being, you know, tough to defend.
Brushy girls head coach Paul Bremigen saying his club's calling cards will be defense and rebounding. Although I tell you what, Chuck, 66 and 57 in the first two girls games offensively, not too shabby.
Well, it's a little scary that their offense is only about 25% right now. It's going to be a really, really, really good basketball team.
Again, noting leading scorer for Rushi so far this year, Ella Haney, 25 and 13 in her two games. Cece Borchers, 13 and 18 in her two games. Simone Putoff, 13 and 8 in her two contests. We've got a one-minute radio station break upcoming. A one-minute radio station break is next. We're a couple of minutes away from the tip of this game between Fort Loramie and Rushi. It's an unbelievable early season headliner here at the Redskins Gym. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight for the Rushi girls, the key building component is feed the bigs. Get the ball inside to Kate Sherman, 6'2", Ella Haney, 6 feet tall, and Sophie Francis at 5'11". For Fort Loramie, the key building component, try to utilize pressure and quickness and force turnovers and create some easy points. The Redskins' Ava Schultes needs to play big and get about 14 or 15 points in the middle. She missed the season opener against Miami East on Friday. Those are the big building components for these two teams, the finest in building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Your starting lineups for tonight's game for the Fort Loramie girls: Colleen Brandewey, 5'7 senior, Ava Turner, 5'8 junior, Riley Heitkamp, a 5'5 senior. Those are the ladies out front. Ava Schultes in the middle, a 5'10 inch senior. Kara Meyer, I was told, would start. She is the fifth player, a 5'8 senior. For Rushi, opening five is as follows. CeCe Borchers, a 5'9 junior. Kate Sherman, a 6'2 junior. Ella Haney, 6 foot tall, a senior. Reese Gubo, 5'6 and a junior. And Sophie Francis, a 5'11 senior. Rushi Raiders attired in the road gold, bright blue uniforms. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Raiders, who immediately dump it down inside to Kate Sherman, and the ball is clawed away out of bounds off Fort Loramie, which was alert looking for the feed inside to Kate. Baseline right in the rim. Rushi inbounds, handled by Borchers on the arc. She scored 13 and 18 in the first two games for the Raiders, who are 2-0. Head of the key, Ella Haney, 6 foot senior. Ball rotated around the arc to Sophie Francis. Straight on, Reese Gubo, 5'6 junior. Fort Loramie with a tight, shifting man-to-man defense. catching straight on. Gubo, right flank, Borchers, baseline, pulls up, 10-foot J, short, rebound, pinballed around, and banked in. I think Borchers got it on the follow.
Yeah, that was quite the rebound by CeCe.
2-0 Rushi, which took 58 seconds to notch the 2 points. They did it, and then Fort Loramie hustles into the corner and turns it over. 7:02 left here in the opening stanza. 2-0 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi brings it down. Over the timeline with the ball is CeCe Borchers. Ball fed high post, back to the basket. Ella Haney loops it outside the arc on the right to Borchers. Borchers guarded by Riley Heitkamp. Ball thrown low on the right to Sherman. Punched away by Fort Loramie. Touch last by the Redskins. Goes out of bounds.
Well, they're doing a nice job surrounding Sherman, but so far, and so we played minute 15 seconds as 2-0.
These two teams put a lot of effort into defense. If you play Fort Loramie, you've got to defend too. Here is a pass inbounds by Rushi below the basket, picked off by Fort Loramie. A run out the other way and a driving score by Ava Schultes. That was a quick deuce to tie it up. She was fouled as she went up for the lay-in. And right away, Ava answers the bell after not playing on Friday night.
What an outstanding job of using her left hand to draw the foul and make the basket.
She's going to be key, that's for sure. And she nestles in the free throw. It rattled around and fell in there. 3-2, Fort Loramie on top. 6.5 to go, first quarter. High right with the ball, Reese Gubo for Rushi. Popping out to catch Ella Haney. Left hand bounce pass. Left wing, to Sophie Francis. Out on top, it goes to Borchers. Telegraph throw down inside for Sherman. Broken up and stolen by Fort Loramie. Redskins bring it down. Into the right corner, Karamire. Boxed in. Delivers on top to Riley Heitkamp. 3-2, Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes. Here's Colleen Brandewee. Straight away on the arc to a teammate. Now it's thrown into the post to Ava Schultes. Baseline left, Riley Heitkamp in a crowd. And digging at the ball as Rushi. Out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Riley was going that time. She was not going to get a pass off. Luckily, it bounced off of Raider.
She was outsized in there by about 8 inches. Ball thrown top of the circle to Ava Turner for Fort Loramie. Redskins control the ball up a point, 3-2. So far, a defensive tussle. Here's Kara Meyer, 20 feet away. On a give and go, deals for the cutting Ava Turner. Jostled a little bit on her shot, left it short. Rebound down to Rushi. Raiders storm into the forecourt, down a point. Ball fed on the inside. It goes to Ella Haney. Haney's corner, but two players sandwiched. It's a tie-up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Third turnover on Rushi.
Got a big shout-out here, Chuck, to Grandma Madonna in Rushi. Hello. How you doing? From everybody at scoresbroadcast.com and everyone in the gym here at Fort Loramie. Saying hi to Madonna in Rushi, who is enjoying our coverage tonight. Riley Heitkamp, top of the circle, near steal by Rushi. Coming out to catch Ava Schultes. Here's a deep three, left corner, Redskins. It's overshot. Rebound deflected off Kara Meyer, out of bounds. Unloading the bomb on that play was Ava Turner.
If she would have been 6 feet farther back, it would have gone in.
3-2, our score. Kara Meyer replaced by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. By mistake, Avery Brandewee is in, the 5'7 freshman. Here's Rushi, a little too much dribbling outside the lane on the left. Could have been a travel. It's ruled a tie-up. Arrow favors the Raiders.
She fell down with the ball. That's a travel.
Well, so far, Chuck, each team's defense has done a good job clogging up the other's offense.
Yeah, they're not getting any easy shots, that's for sure.
Nope. Sherman leaps and catches top of the circle. High right screen for Sophie Francis. Baseline, she's checked. On the arc, it goes to Haney. Shot fake. Makes a bad pass. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. 4:46 to go in the first quarter. 3-2 Redskins. Here's Turner. Nearly walked. Might have. Wasn't called. Between the circles, pass to Colleen Brandewee. Down the left side to Ava Schultes, picked up 25 feet out by Haney. Ava puts it on the deck, tries to squeeze her way into the lane. She's held. Common foul. Fort Loramie possession, ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a little tight on the call right there.
Yep, I don't think I would have called that against Rushi. I would have ignored that contact for sure. But that may mean the officials will call it consistently pretty snug the whole game.
As a player, you got to realize how the game's being played, and you have to adjust accordingly.
Yes, indeed. 3-2 Fort Loramie, 4:29 left of the first quarter. Riley Heitkamp baseline left, throws inbounds, foul line to Schultes. Jump shot, 17-footer, hangs on the rim, comes off. Taken down by Reese Gubo. Quickly up the floor to C.C. Borcher, starts through the top of the circle. Head fake, right corner by the shooter who enters the lane. It's Simone Putoff, a runner. Good!
Wow, what a nice move.
Simone Putoff, nice action by her coming in off the bench. Retaliating Fort Loramie. Jump shot, 15-footer. Avery Brandewee is right on the button. 5-4 Fort Loramie. Rushi hustles a pass into the forecourt, picked off by the Redskins. 3:49 to go, first period. 5-4 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down the right side to Brandewee. On top it goes to Skylar Albers, who's checked in. She started on Friday. Ball rolled into the post. It's on the floor. Brandewee can't scrape it off the hardwood. Rushi does. Raiders quickly up the court to Haney. Overplay by Schultes and a steal. Lead out to Riley Heitkamp, driving, shooting, and scoring. 7-4 Fort Loramie. Turnover resulting in a transition bucket.
That's 6 turnovers for the Raiders in the first quarter.
Well, we hinted during the pregame it would be a factor. How well can Rushi put up with pressure from Fort Loramie? Raiders head coach Paul Bremigen gets a timeout. 3:09 left in the first. Fort Loramie 7, Rushi 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Our radio station sponsors are Germain of Sydney, new and used cars, Cromas Funeral Home in Piqua, Emerson Wagner Realty, Sydney, Reese Insurance Agency in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Steal, Riley Heitkamp at midcourt on the Rushi inbounds, and Riley goes 60 feet down the floor for another driving layup, and Fort Loramie's up 5, 9-4 after Rushi had a short-lived 4-3 lead. 6 straight for the Redskins. Ella Haney inbounding. Side court right in front of the Redskins bench. Deals to C.C. Borchers. Ball thrown high post. Handled by Simone Putoff. Pretty good defense by Fort Loramie. There's a mitt on the top of the leather. No foul. It's ruled a travel or a jump.
Jump ball. And I tell you, it's a held ball. And Ava Turner playing some defense.
Oh, she sure is. Offensive-minded young lady. Outstanding D from Ava so far here tonight. Fort Loramie 9, Rushi 4. Rushi not handling Fort Loramie's pressure very well at all. 30 feet out, Redskins have it. It's Colleen Brandewee down the right side to Turner. Into the corner, baseline, pulls up from 10. Feeds on the arc to Schultes. Now to Colleen Brandewee. Left corner to Skylar Albers. It is poked up in the air and stolen. Picked off on the play by Simone Putoff of Rushi. Here's the ball thrown into the post. Popped in the air by Fort Loramie. Baseline left to runner, but C.C. Borchers is no good. Stick back is good. Nice board work by Simone Putoff. 9-6. Fort Loramie is troubled at midcourt by pressure from Rushi. And the Redskins heave it out of bounds. Minute 53 left. Opening stanza. 9-6. Redskins over the Raiders. Fort Loramie in the home white. Black numbers outlined in red. Red and black piping down the sides of the shorts. I love Rushi's yellow gold from top to bottom. blue numerals, blue trim. Ball thrown into the post. Awkward turnaround, 10-footer by Putoff, wide right. Long rebound, though, to the Raiders. It's Reese Gubo to C.C. Borchers, enters the lane. Ball stabbed away, Putoff picks it up, goes below the rim, hands off to Sherman, who drops it in. Nice dish. Simone put off to Kate Sherman from point-blank range.
Yeah, nice job of finding her. That's the first time they've actually found her in the half-court sets.
9-8 Fort Loramie. A minute 16 to go first quarter. Foul line, Schultes. Baseline left, Colleen Brandewey. Open from 18. Bingo! Swish! She's got it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you leave her open, and she is an outstanding jump shooter from the mid-range.
11-8 Fort Loramie. 59 seconds to go, opening period. Simone put off, goes baseline, powers toward the rim. She's double teamed, triple teamed, and it's fumbled away, out of bounds, off put off last, Fort Loramie possession.
Well, you got 9 turnovers and you're only down 3. You got to be feeling pretty good if you're Rushi right now.
Well, we noted in the pregame the key could very well be, can Rushi get shots every time down the floor? Well, so far, no.
No, not even close.
50 ticks on the clock late in the first quarter. Here is Rushi in backcourt. Brandewey having difficulty. Gets it over the timeline just barely against Sophie Francis. Ball thrown near side by the Redskins. Schultes over the head of the intended receiver, who is Aubrey Baker, the 5'6 senior. Out of bounds to Rushi. 38 ticks left on the clock. First quarter, 11-8. In favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi slowly but surely to the midcourt line. It's Reese Gubo. Down the right side to Maya Monin, who's checked in. 5'7 junior. She gave it up, got it back, and switched to 16-footer. Nice floater by Monin. 11-10. Fort Loramie up 1. 17 seconds to go in the first. Dribble drive into the lane. A runner, Kara Meyer, hit the back brace. No good. Tie up on the board. Baseline left. It's a jump. Arrow favors the Raiders, who will have a chance at the last shot and an opportunity to take the lead at the end of one. 11-10 Fort Loramie. 11.8 remaining. Here comes Rushi quickly to the timeline. Reese Gubo, 8-7. Ball thrown, high post to Sherman. Schultes reaches in and gets paws on the ball and ties her up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Now the Redskins can hurry up and get a shot before the buzzer. 5.8 to go, opening period. 11-10 Fort Loramie. Schultes in backcourt. Riley Heitkamp's got to go for Fort Loramie. Up the left side, on the arc, runs and shoots from 30. Off the rim, no good. And the first quarter closes out here at Fort Loramie. It's going to be a tight one all night. A thrilling encounter underway. Fort Loramie 11, Rushi 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Redskins up a point, 11-10. We start the second quarter. Raiders dropped in, what, Chuck, the last 3 buckets in the first period?
Yeah, I think it was. It was 11 to, it wasn't 11 to 4.
11-6.
Yeah.
Last 2 goals to finish out the first period were notched by the Raiders to cut a 5-point deficit down to 1. Right now, Rushi hemmed in the right corner. Here comes another tie-up, or is it a foul? It's a jump. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. That goes down in the books officially as one more turnover.
It's a turnover. If you get tied up and the other team has the possession, it's turnover.
Yep. And that's what, double digits now for the Raiders?
That's 11.
7:41 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 11, Rushi 10. Here is the ball thrown high post. Skyler Albers down inside of the cutter. Cutter Ava Shoulders, who catches below the rim and makes a beautiful shot in traffic.
What a great back screen that time. Good, well-designed play.
And Skyler Albers saw the opening. Small window. She threaded the needle on that pass to Ava Shoulders, who concluded the play for a deuce. 13-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a driving, awkward shot. Baseline left by Rushi's Monin. Hit the backboard. The rim flared off into the corner. Fort Loramie got a fingertip on it last. Head coach Carlos Siegel says, what's that all about? It should be our ball.
No, they did touch it. That was a correct call.
50 seconds gone here in the second. 13-10, Fort Loramie up three. Ball thrown to the right corner to Borchers. Fakes left, goes right. Ball thrown top of the circle to Haney. Has Ella scored yet, Chuck?
She has not.
Don't recall a shot taken by Ella Haney.
I think she's taken a shot.
Nope, don't believe she's thrown one up there. Here's the ball thrown down inside to Sherman. Sherman is pinched by two defenders. A little bunny hop. It's a travel.
Yeah, she caught the ball, turned, and had no idea there was going to be a defender there. So,
boy, Fort Loramie's post defense is really good.
I've been impressed.
13-10, Redskins up three. Fort Loramie, forecourt right, and the ball is jammed out of bounds. Far side of the floor by Sophie Francis of Rushi. 6:46 to go in the second quarter, 13-10, Fort Loramie. Redskins now have on the floor Skyler Albers, who throws baseline right to Colleen Brandewey, who sprints below the rim and makes a beautiful reverse layup.
Nice.
15-10, Fort Loramie up five. Rushi countering outside the arc, right wing. Ball dealt on the play to Sophie Francis. Lob down inside for Haney. It is deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie. Outlet to Ava Shoulders, barreling down the right side of the floor to the rim, overshoots it. Rebound by Rushi. Redskins missed a chance there. Here's C.C. Borchers, who got off to a very good start in the first quarter. Over-guarding foul. That's the correct choice by the referee. Riley Heitkamp had swiped it from Borchers, but chopped down on the arm. 6:08 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 15, Rushi 10. Albers out, Brandewey out for Fort Loramie. Redskins will go maybe as many as 11 deep tonight. Maybe the whole roster of 12 will play. Who knows?
You never know. You might put Doc in. He's at the end of the bench.
Doc Weichel. Raiders would prefer to play 7, maybe 8. Rushi inbounds, baseline left, push-off foul below the rim, away from the ball against Fort Loramie. Team foul situation is as follows. Two on Fort Loramie, two on Rushi. 6:06 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 15, Rushi 10. Raiders inbounding below the rim. It goes to Ella Haney on the arc. Boy, she can't get a sniff at the basket. 25 feet away to Gubo. Gubo stumbles, coughed up the ball. She fell to the floor, might have been fouled. Taken away by Ava Shoulders. Driving layup the other way. Got it.
I think Ava got away with a little shove.
Yep, she sure did. Contact from Ava, I think, helped cause the loose ball. She gobbled it up and went down the floor, laid it through. 17-10, Fort Loramie. Here's Haney, high right. Guarded by Avery Brandewey. Gives it up, throws to the post. Fort Loramie deflects another one. Ball dealt to Brandewey. Down the floor, left wing. Passes cross-court, broken up by Rushi. Kara Myers got it. No, it's stolen by Sophie Francis. Sophie, one-on-one against Riley Heitkamp, right around her, to the rack. Good! Great drive. Sophie Francis, foul on the play. A chance for a bucket, plus one. 17-12, our score in favor of Fort Loramie with 5:59 to go here in the second quarter.
Second foul on Heitkamp. They kind of need her out on the floor handling the basketball. They're going to get a little point guard by committee now, is my guess.
Biggest lead in the game so far held by Fort Loramie prior to that last goal. 17-10, a seven-point cushion. Three-point play chance for Sophie Francis. Foul shot off to the right and over the back of the rebound. Foul called against Haney. She climbed the ladder on the shoulder of the Fort Loramie rebounder who had position. It's common. Three fouls each way. 5:18 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 17, Rushi 12.
That was Ella's second foul. Jen scored, picked up two fouls early.
Two on Haney, that's important. Fort Laramie's bench is longer. In backcourt, it's Brandewee for Fort Laramie. Jerky, jerky move up the floor against Roos Gubo. Here comes the double team. Fort Laramie's at midcourt in trouble. Ball given up by Colleen. Then she gets it back. It's punched out of bounds by Rushi.
Rushi came out half-court trap.
Yep.
And Laramie didn't recognize. And then they had Turner all alone under the basket. Couldn't get her the ball.
Well done by the Raiders. Ball inbound by Fort Laramie on the arc to Victoria Mesher. She looks at the clock. 4:59 to go in the second. Redskins up five over the Raiders. Ball dumped down baseline right for Kara Meyer. It's too low. She can't scrape it off the floor. It goes out of bounds. How many mistakes for Fort Laramie so far?
That is their sixth, and Rushi has 15.
That is the reason why Fort Laramie's up five. Rushi fortunate. The Raiders are not behind but more.
Well, the other key fact is that the Raiders have one rebound.
Wow. And Rushi's got a significant height advantage. We've talked about that all night long. And here is Rushi stuck at midcourt. They get the ball into the half court, looking uncomfortable, moving the ball around, and a timeout is called. 4:41 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 17, Rushi 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is a very critical game. I know it's early. It's Shelby County Athletic League game number one for both teams. But yet, who knows, Chuck? These could be the very two best teams in the league before it's all said and done. This is an early season, maybe half of a championship game.
Well, I mean, these games mean as much as your last game.
Right.
You know, a win's a win, and you need to get as many as you can early.
And, of course, these two clubs play again January 6th at Rushi. Anna, a regional finalist last year. Their girls sharp again this year. Bodkin's girls a lot back. Defeated Division III Coldwater over the weekend. The rest of the Shelby County League will have a lot to say about how well Fort Laramie and Rushi do. But for sure, this game, monumental importance.
Oh, absolutely.
Who knows? Maybe some seeding influence come tourney time. You never know. Well, Rushi just turned it over again for the 16th time. Here's Fort Laramie to midcourt. Ava Shoulder sprints down the lane, easy for me to say. And coming up from behind, Rushi tips it out of bounds. Both teams trying to hustle it up on offense and score quickly. And taste makes waste sometimes. Here's Colleen Brandewee in the right corner. Hands it off to a teammate and then gets it back. Jaden Rose in, sophomore. Rose, baseline right, dumps it low in the right. Here's a spin move, pumped up there by Victoria Mesher, blocked away by Rushi. Who got that cram, Chuck?
That was Francis, Sophie Francis.
Sophie Francis at 5'11". Little give and go by Rushi, employed nicely. Out of the arc, it's Reese Gubo. Hits Ella Haney gliding down the lane. She caught it, missed it, but she was hacked all over the arm. A couple of free throws for Haney. Two fouls on Albers.
It's Kate Sherman.
I'm sorry, it was not Haney, number 10. It was Sherman, 4, who was gliding down the paint. And she's awarded two free throws. First is on the way. Yes. 17-13, Fort Laramie up 4. Again, the Redskins' biggest lead was at 17-10. Rushi scored the first bucket in this contest. It was recorded by C.C. Borchers. Sherman's foul shot, short, hangs in the front rim. Good, strong rebound taken off the glass by Skylar Albers of Fort Laramie. 17-13, Fort Laramie up 4. 3:36 to go in the second quarter. between the circles. It's Albers into Ava Shoulders. Little dipsy-doo right-hand move. Got it off the backboard and a foul. That is a superior post move right there by Ava Shoulders.
She's pretty good.
Nimble footwork, plays much taller than 5'10". And she got it to go, was nailed on the arm. And I tell you what, that is not the last time we'll see that play this game, and we'll see it a bunch all year long. Free throw, Ava short, off to the right, no good. Sherman cleans the boards for Rushi, 19-13. Fort Loramie up two, 3:22 to go, second quarter. Here's a good wraparound pass down on the inside for Rushi. A good post-up move, and a goal by Sophie Francis. Terrific assist. Outstanding feed. Goal counts. Field goal Francis at the line to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, you're right. Monin threw a perfect entry pass down to it at this time.
Yep. Tossed it in there on a dime. Outstanding dish by Monin. Three-point play opportunity for Sophie Francis. She spins the ball in front. Balls at her forehead. Foul shot in the air. Yes. It was perfect. 19-16. Rushi creeps back within three. Fort Loramie down the left side. Ball thrown by Ava Shoulders to Skyler Albers. Tries to get it back to Ava. 15 feet away. Double teaming all over the floor by both clubs. Here's Albers throwing it. Foul line extended right. Back to the basket. Avery Brandewee, defender on her shoulder. Foul called.
Yeah, Sherman went right through her that time.
Number six on Rushi. Next one will mean 1-1 for Fort Loramie. 3:01 to go, first half. Fort Loramie up three. Ball thrown right corner. Avery Brandewee hits a cutter down the lane. Driving to the lane. Fort Loramie shoots. Block taken away. That was Jaden Rose. She had it swept off her fingertips. High-low action. Rushi errant pass. Intercepted by Brandewee beneath the rim. Out ahead to Shoulders. Around Sherman. Ava to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Follow is good. Colleen Brandewee got the deuce. Oh, alert play by her. She was right behind Ava, and she got a garbage 2 points. Ava missed it. Colleen was right there. Rushi, forecourt right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Redskins deflect out of bounds. Rushi will play it in, down five, 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Simone put off 5'8 junior to trigger side court. Goes straight away to Reese Gubo. High left at Sherman. Haney on the bench right now with two personals. Outside the arc on the right, it's Monin. On a weave, it goes to Gubo. Foul line extended left. 15-footer. Lot of rim, and it trickles in there.
Good touch.
Reese Gubo, feather-like touch on that shot. Hit the rim four or five times. 21-18, Fort Loramie up three. Shoulders, Ava over the timeline. Throws it. Foul line extended left to a teammate. Handled there by Skyler Albers. Timeout Fort Loramie. 1:57 left in the second. Redskins up three over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Just under two to play here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie ball out of bounds in front of the Rushi bench. Fort Loramie leads Rushi by three, 21-18. Ball inbounded. Ava Shoulders dealt it to Skyler Albers. Weaves at midcourt to teammate Ava Turner. Now back to Ava Shoulders, high left. Ava picked up by Simone Putoff. Straight away, Skyler Albers throws right side. Jaden Rose lobs that down inside to Ava Shoulders.
Wow.
Powers for the rim. Two more. Ava Shoulders, we said in the pregame, needed a big contest tonight. Not playing on Friday. She's responded well. 5-point lead, Fort Loramie. How many for Ava, Chuck?
That is her 11th.
He's got 11 and Fort Loramie's 23. A minute 17 to go in the first half. Rushi down five with the ball. Sherman, head of the circle, goes to Borchers. Lobs down inside for the cutter, Francis. And getting a hand on the ball is a Redskin player. Out of bounds, it rolls. The lead is five for Fort Loramie. For the go-to gal tonight, Ava Schultes, who did not play on Friday. The 5'10 senior has been excellent. Sherman, top of the circle. Foul line extended right, CeCe Borchers all over her, Colleen Brandewey, who pops it up in the air. Borchers gets a finger on it last. It's out of bounds.
Man, they just really, really play good defense. I mean, that's something that has just been a staple forever.
And the Raiders have coughed the ball up too much tonight.
17.
58 seconds to go, first half. Schultes high left with the ball for Fort Loramie. Back to the basket. Coming out to catch it, Avery Brandewey goes right back down inside for Skylar Albers, and it's broken up by Rushi out of bounds. Kara Meyer out, Ava Turner in for Fort Loramie. 48.3 to go, second quarter. Baseline right of the rim, Colleen Brandewey looks, hit a cutter in the paint. It's Avery Brandewey, seven-footer, danced off the iron, no good. Rebound is poked away out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
That was a good inbound play and a good shot.
Yep,
for Brandewey, just kind of caught the iron a little bit.
Avery will make that more often than not.
She's going to be really good.
Superb freshman. Here's a post-up move by Sherman down low. She shoots it up over Ava Schultes, wide to the left. No good. Rebound by Ava. Out ahead, it goes on the play to a driving Turner. Into the lane with one hand. Flipped it up there while moving. Off to the right, no good. Rebounding foul inside over the back against the Redskins.
Yeah, not a real good choice that time with 26 seconds.
Ava could have pulled up foul line or just below it and taken a more conventional shot. She tried to hit a running floater, could not convert.
That's a tough shot.
Yes. Fort Loramie 23, Rushi 18, 23 seconds to go first half. Rushi with the ball at the timeline. It's CeCe Borchers down the right side, looking for put off on a back cut. Borchers takes it toward the basket, undershoots it. Rebound put off. It's jammed away by Fort Loramie. Loose at midcourt. Rushi's got it back. 8 seconds to go. Here's Borchers pitching one up ahead. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Three to play. A running 60-footer by Randowee. Wide left. Buzzer sounds. First half ends. Fort Loramie paced by senior 5'10". Ava Schultes has spurted to a 5-point lead over Rushi, 23-18. Biggest cushion in this game so far, 7. Redskins held that. We've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. A 2-minute radio station break is next. Rushi won a close encounter by 5 in the preliminary game. And here in the varsity tilt, Fort Loramie leads by 5, 23-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is
is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydneyville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Fort Loramie leads the Rushi girls 23-18. It's a close one, a toss-up. We knew it would be. Mighty important game. It's early in the year. Game two for Fort Loramie. Game three for Rushi. First Shelby County Athletic League tilt for these two teams. But they play at the start of round one, at the start of round two. They'll repeat this on January 6th at Rushi. These are the two favorites in the Shelby County Athletic League girls race. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, Ava Shultz, big game for the Redskins.
Yeah, she had 11 in the first half, 11 of the 23. They were out-rebounded 12-5 and 3-1 on the offensive boards. But Rushi turned the ball over 18 times in the first half.
Ouch.
Loramie turned it over 7. The Redskins 1-2 from the free throw line. The Raiders 2-4. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, as we talked about, Ava Shultz with 11. They got 6 from Colleen Brandewey, 4 from Riley Heitkamp, and 2 from Avery Brandewey off the bench. They scored 11 and 12, 23 for the half. Rushi was led by Sophie Francis. She had 5. Then they got 4 out of Simone Putoff, 3 from Kate Sherman, 2 each from Cece Borchers, Maya Monin, and Reese Gubo. They scored 10 and 8, and they trail at 23-18 at the half.
Fort Loramie in front by 5. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we like to highlight LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, LACAL, LaCal, which got its start in LA, California, came to Jackson Center in the early 1980s. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start, which was 16 years ago. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment tonight. We highlight seniors on these two clubs, recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. For Rushi, Elahaney, a senior. Sophie Francis is a senior. Riley Hammonds, also a 12th grader. For Fort Loramie, seniors are Colleen Brandewey, Riley Heitkamp, Aubrey Baker, Ava Schultes, Kara Meyer, and Allison Schmidtmeyer. Thanks to LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Our score as we start the second half. It's Fort Loramie 23, Rushi Girls 18. Raiders have the ball to our left. Left on your computer screen, left on your phone as you use your imagination. Straight away with the ball, Sophie Francis guns one from 21 feet, three-pointer off the back brace. Long rebound right corner, Elahaney, good drive to the rim, blocked from behind by Ava Schultes of Fort Loramie. A run out by her down the floor, flicked away from the backside, but Sophie Francis out of bounds it goes. That was Elahaney's best look of the night, Chuck, just seconds ago.
Yep, and Schultes shut it down.
Yes, 37 seconds into the third quarter. 23-18, Fort Loramie over Rushi. This is a juggernaut of a game here tonight. It's the first game opening round, Shelby County League girls action. Here is a 16-footer. Schultes fed it to Colleen Brandewey. Her ball bounced twice on the flange and came off. Rushi throws it up the left side. Riley Heitkamp touches out of bounds. Rushi retains it. Played nearly a minute. Third quarter, no one has scored yet. Inbounding Sophie Francis. Looks for C.C. Borchers. Gives it to Haney. Back to Sophie, 25 feet away. Sophie tied up. Hits a cutter, breaking to the rim behind the Fort Laramie defense. Catching is Reese Gubo, and she scores.
Nice play, but really, really bad defense. You don't see that very often.
Yep, Redskins left a player alone. She snaked behind the defense, caught the looping pass. Somewhat of a scattered floor. Rushi took advantage. 23-20, Fort Laramie up three. And the play thrown down inside before Laramie busted up out of bounds. Good defense by Francis.
It was. They had that set up, and that was going to be a layup, and she did a nice job of getting in the passing lane.
Redskins inbounding below the rim. It's Riley Heitkamp, foul line to Shouldis. Gives it up, foul line extended left. Kara Meyer sinks a 16-footer. Big goal right there for Kara, the senior. Fort Laramie up five, 25-20. We played 90 seconds here in the third quarter. Monin's got it. High-low action. Down inside feed Sherman. Little stutter step. Traveling called. That was caused by the defense.
Yeah, it was. Kate is got to realize that she's not. It's not going to be like the Sydney and the Minster game. There's going to be somebody there when she turns.
She's got to catch it waist high. Bring that ball up right now and shoot. Better off if the pass is up around her head.
Right. Well, she's 6'2". Just shoot over top.
Exactly. 2 minutes gone. Third quarter. 25-20, Fort Laramie up five. Here's Colleen Brandewey outside the arc on the left. Hope finds a cutting Ava Shouldis in the lane. Banked it too hard, no good. Blew the gimme. Long rebound Brandewey. Riley Heitkamp's got it. Left wing, three-pointer. Bullseye! Bullseye! Eight-point lead, Fort Laramie's largest, 28-20. Scattered floor after the offensive rebound. Big shot by Heitkamp. Baseline left, C.C. Borchers.
Wow.
Oh, a tricky drive. Well done. Nice execution. Finish at the rim by C.C. Borchers.
That was impressive. Heck of a move.
28-22. Here in the right corner, Albers fade. Shoots the three ball for Fort Laramie. Little heavy, long board down to Rushi. Raiders down six. Oh, they leave the ball behind. It rolled off a foot of a Raider out of bounds. Another error.
20.
So many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors with us for each and every Fort Laramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Fort Laramie inbounding below the rim. Just over five to play in the third quarter. Redskins up by six, had been eight. Here's Heitkamp near the timeline. Deals left to Brandewey. Straight away, Albers. Outside the arc on the right, it's Shouldis. Guarded tightly but put off. Shouldis picks up her dribble, needs help. Weaves it to Heitkamp. Have not had a foul either way in the second half. Scoreboard read, zip, zip for team fouls. Albers motors down the right side of the floor, all the way to the rim. A running banker hangs on the rim and comes off. Tough break. Oh, what a steal. Interception, Riley Heitkamp. Threw it back in on the floor to Albers. Drive to the rim, driving layup, charging. Good call. Rushi planted itself.
Yep.
Fine D by the Raiders. Boy, you talk about a frenzied pace there for about 20 seconds, Chuck.
Yeah, with no scoring. The defense has been, as Paul Bremingen said for the game, defense ahead of the offense right now.
Uh-huh.
That's 41 turnovers in the first two games that Laramie has forced now.
And here's another one. Ball thrown by Rushi into the left corner through the hands of Simone Putoff. She was tightly checked and coughed it up. And the Redskins have possession up six with 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Riley Heitkamp down the left side to Albers. Reaching in is C.C. Borchers, who nearly steals. Quick whistle by the official. I think maybe Fort Laramie asked for a timeout. Did the Redskins get it?
I thought there was a foul.
No.
I don't know what she called over here.
The officials confer and say timeout or a foul, neither one.
Well, Maya Monin knocked somebody down to go get the ball.
Nonetheless, it did not go Fort Laramie's way. The break in favor of the Raiders, who get the ball back behind the six. And here's a collision, foul line extended right Albers collides with C.C. Borchers. Foul in Fort Loramie. Kara Meyer checking back in for Fort Loramie, along with Jaden Rose.
Three on Albers now. She's going to have to sit a little bit. She's an offensive player for them. They kind of need her.
Yes. 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rushi trailing with six. Ball inbounded, top of the circle, tracked down by Simone, put off of midcourt. She's doubled, tied up. Long heave pass down inside to Monin. Caught it, shot it, deflected. Loose ball below the rim. Dribbled by Fort Loramie on the stripe out of bounds. It is a high-octane pace, no production at the moment. Scoreboard stuck at 28-22. 3:52 left in the third quarter. Redskins up six. Colleen Brandowee at the scorer's table to check back in. Ball thrown top of the circle to Haney. Haney drops it down low on the left to a teammate. Little six-foot post-up move by Francis. It's shy of the mark. No good. Not enough oomph on it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Ahead by six. 3.5 to go in the third. Ella Haney so far, Chuck, not scored.
She has not scored yet.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Racked up 25 and 13 in her first two games, and Fort Loramie's put a blanket on her. Open player, baseline right, Ava Scholtis, 10-foot jumper, hit the back of the ring, rebound popped up in the air, and it is punched out by Fort Loramie.
Now, Ava's going to get a rest. She looks a little tired.
Yep. Substitution here for Rushi. A couple of changes. Kate Sherman back in. Reese Gubo back on the floor. She's joined by Ella Haney. Maya Monin, far side of the court. Simone Putoff there as well. Now you got Sherman and Haney both in the post for Rushi, which attacks to her left. Oh, here's a good maneuver. Lobbed out into Sherman to the left of the rim. Banked it home. Long throw. Brandowee down the floor for Fort Loramie. Driving, laying it up. Fouled. She was shouldered at the rim as the Redskins beat the Raiders down the floor after Rushi got the two. That was a four-point streak for Rushi, which had been down briefly at 28-20. Cutting it to 28-24. It was not Colleen Brandowee who streaked to the rim. It was Ava Turner,
right,
who's got two big free throws, slapped on the arm in the act of shooting. She fires at home. 29-24.
That was designed back screen that time, and they found Sherman. They need more of that. She got the ball, no defense, and what's helpful is Scholtis is sitting over here. She's had a terrific defensive game in the post.
Yep, Ava has really sparkled for Fort Loramie. That is for certain. Good offensive game as well. Second free throw by Turner is long. Rebound to Rushi. Rushi takes it down the floor, 70 feet. Driving layup is good. Wow, was that Sophie Francis who took it?
I think it was put off.
It was either Sophie 21 or Simone 22.
It was Francis.
It was Sophie. What a take. I was right the first time. She blitzed down the floor. A good 60 or 70 feet would not be stopped. Powered to the rim, scored it. And then Fort Loramie turned it over in the inbounds. And the Redskins' lead has been trimmed to three, 29-26. 2:43 left here in the third quarter. Out near midcourt, it's Reese Gubo, punched away by Riley Heitkamp. Nice little mini run here by Rushi, which has tallied 6 points to Fort Loramie's one. Monin inbounding, the 5'7 junior. Oh, it goes off the back of Reese Gubo. Picked up by Riley Heitkamp. Down the floor, driving, blocked from behind. Loose ball gobbled up by Jaden Rose. Fort Loramie still got it. She's double-teamed. Throws baseline in the corner, almost stolen by Rushi. It's touched by Sherman, out of bounds to the Redskins. Both teams overplaying, Chuck, nearly every single pass.
Absolutely. And we've seen one backdoor cut, and that was the one they did to Sherman a couple of possessions ago.
Ball inbounded to Rose. Rose backdoor, lobbing down inside to Brandowee. Muffed it, couldn't hang on, out of bounds. Fort Loramie turns it over.
And that was well set up and just wasn't executed.
Nope. Pass a bit sloppy. Down below the backboard, Rushi benefits from the turnover. Down to three, 2:13 left, third quarter. Raiders can tie it with a triple. Here's Reese Gubo on the arc. It is short. No good. Long rebound to Fort Loramie over the back against Rushi.
Gubo had a good look at it.
That would have knotted the count at 29. The official signaled it was a three ball. Just over two to play in the third. Fort Loramie clings to a three-point lead. Fort Loramie took the lead after the first 3 minutes of the first quarter and has not been headed since. Redskins have the ball back to the basket. Foul line, Kara Meyer on the arc to Brandewee. Now back to Kara. Ava Schultes on the floor in the post. Baseline drive. Oh, what a take by Riley Heitkamp. Left-handed. Good! Riley Heitkamp, fine maneuver. Steal midcourt, Fort Loramie. Kara Meyer loops it down the floor to Brandewee. Layup is in! Wow, two quick goals, two quickies by Fort Loramie after turnovers by Rushi. And the tide changes back in favor of the Redskins, who are up seven. 91 seconds to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and the favorite of those from towns all around. We are Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak, just $12.50. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins. Here's Rushi throwing the ball around with just over a minute to go in the third quarter. And they don't find anybody available to shoot it. Eventually, Fort Loramie earns a tie-up. Arrow, Redskins.
Schultes got a fingertip on that pass, and they got it so they could tie it up.
This is a big possession here. Redskins shoot for their biggest lead, ahead by seven now. Here comes the double team at side court. Brandewee's in a pickle. Deals it to Schultes. Touched out of bounds by Sophie Francis of Rushi. That's Meyer's Tavern. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins. Drop on by. Have a seat. Have a burger. We bet you won't find better. Here's a short shot down inside by Fort Loramie. It's blown. Rushi up the floor. Long 60-foot pass. Bobble gotten back. 7-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead. 40 seconds to go. Third period, Redskins missed an opportunity to go up a nine there. Close in shot wouldn't go. Right corner, Monin for Rushi. Can't find a teammate. Goes down baseline right to Sophie Francis. Fort Loramie overplays and stabs it out of bounds. 28 ticks left in the third. Fort Loramie on defense. Rushi playmaking, inbounds, inside the arc, right flank. 15-footer, Simone Putoff, she drains it. Simone Putoff, good-looking shot. That was a big goal. Quickly, Fort Loramie, four-court right. Thrown down inside to Brandewee, tied up on the arc to Meyer. Hits Riley Heitkamp down the lane. Oh, she earns two shots for her effort. She went barreling toward the rim. Little Riley's been a spark here for Fort Loramie in the third quarter.
Yeah, she's got nine for the game, five in the quarter.
33-28, Redskins lead by five, 11.5 to go in the third. Critical free throws here. Team foul three on Rushi, two on Fort Loramie. The shot is missed. Again, these Fort Loramie game sponsors for each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. And don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Oh, my goodness, the food is outstanding. Carl Arns will do you right. He'll do your tummy right. Second free throw made by Fort Loramie. Rushi down the floor quickly at the buzzer. Hustling up a three, much too strong, no good. Rushi not happy with the officiating in the last seconds of the third stanza. Fort Loramie up by six at the third quarter break. 34-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Here we go. Fourth quarter underway. Rushi with the ball behind the six. It's Kate Sherman, top of the circle. Baseline right, Monin. Hemmed in, tries to go to the post. Over guarding foul against Fort Loramie. The themes to the game. Double digits, Ava Schultes, Riley Heitkamp with nine. Ella Haney has not scored at all for Rushi. She poured in 38 the first two games. And how many floor errors for the Raiders, Chuck?
They now have 25.
Here's the ball thrown, low in the left to Haney. Spin move, half-hook shot. Bothered by Ava Schultes. Gobbled up below the rim by Kate Sherman. Goes up hard below the backboard, fouled. Defender on her shoulder. Two free throws, Kate. These are important. She is a solid foul shooter. Foul on Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie, which leads by six with 7:39 to go in the game. Kate loops up the free throw, shy of the mark, pulled the string on it.
Yep, that was more of a push than it was a shot.
Second shot by Kate, one, two bounces in the air, way short again. Schultes boxes out and gets the board for Fort Loramie. Handoff in backcourt to Riley Heitkamp. Chest pass too high for Brandewee. Out of bounds, that was unnecessary.
Yeah, I know, that's one of those where you look over and go, why?
Yep. Take two or three more dribbles. Look for
She's the point guard.
Yes, look for somebody who's a little more open down inside the half court. Take the ball across the center stripe. It will come.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fort Loramie quite young. Here is Rushi with the ball. Down six. Here's a shot fake from three. Penetration put off. Missed it from 10. Strong board. Sherman on the rim. No, but a foul. Almost dropped through. Good offensive glass work by Kate Sherman of Rushi, which trails by six, 34-28 with 7:12 to go in the game.
Well, this free throw needs to be anything but short.
Right. She's got two more coming, and this one is swished. 34-29. Rushi creeps within five. Fort Loramie had an eight-point lead at 28-20. With about 3 minutes to go in that third quarter. Rushi quickly netted two goals. Sherman short. And what do we have in the lane too soon on somebody? And I think it was a red-skinned Avery Brandewee who jumped in there prematurely. Foul shot was short. Sherman gets a reprieve. Another one for Kate. Chance to go two for two. It's shy of the mark. No good. Rebound yanked off the board by Avery Brandewee. Sherman given a second attempt at the second free throw. Could not convert. And Fort Loramie leads by five. Here's Brandewee, tied up top of the circle, finds Riley Heitkamp. High right, Ava Schultes. Gives it up straight away to a teammate, Brandewee. Avery to Colleen. Colleen sets and shoots a three. Buries it! Good pass, inside out. Ava Schultes to Colleen Brandewee on the finish, a long bomb, switcheroo.
That's three young ladies for Fort Loramie in double figures.
The Redskins have now mounted the eight-point lead again. Here's a hard drive to the rim by C.C. Borchers. It rolls off, no good. Stick back, Haney, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw to Brandewee. Slips into the lane, running one-hander. Got it! Colleen Brandewee scores five in a row, and Fort Loramie's got Rushi in trouble. Redskins 39, Raiders 29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. Redskins lead the Raiders by 10. Good girls game tonight at the Fort Loramie Gymnasium, 39-29. Fort Loramie is in front. Colleen Brandewee has pumped home the last 5 points in a short 20-second spurt. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time, and immunizations, you bet, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100, as Ella Haney comes down the floor for Rushi, and she airmails up a long three, no good, strong, rebound Fort Loramie, two-on-one break, Avery Brandewee plows to the rim, foul, Rushi. Redskins accelerating down the floor. Ella Haney still has not scored. She's probably 0 for, what, maybe 5 or 6?
She hadn't shot it a lot, but no. That was not a real good look at a 3 that time.
That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Jackson Center doing everything well to keep you well. First free throw by Avery Brandewee is right on target. Second one, a little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Rushi. 5:37 to go in the game. Fort Loramie's got its biggest lead, 40-29. Reese Gubo, 25 feet out. Catching straight on, Sophie Francis looks for Haney in the middle. Three-pointer, left wing, Gubo off the front of the rim. Long rebound, Gubo. And she's on the floor. Great play. Rolls a pass to C.C. Borchers. Driving layup up in the air, down through the cylinder, and a foul.
Nice, nice, nice. A great job. The ball, it was a turnover, and she found Borchers down there, rolled the ball to her in the corner. And nice drive to the basket by Borchers.
Heck of a finish by C.C. Borchers, has played very well. Foul shot a little long. Rebound Haney. Hook shot in the lane. It is good. It bounced around and dropped in. Break for Rushi. 4 quick points, 40-33. Fort Loramie's 11-point lead trimmed quickly to 7. 5 minutes left here in the fourth. Avery Brandewee hits the cutting. Ava Schultes down the lane, hooks it in on the run. 42-33, Fort Loramie up 9. 4:51 left here in the fourth quarter. High left with the ball. It's Simone Putoff. Gives it up between the rings to Ella Haney, who just scored her first bucket of this game. Straightaway, Gubo passed up the three. On a weave, Borchers. Hand off to a teammate. Foul line jump shot. Borchers, who got it back, short. Rebound, Karams, and Fort Loramie's got it. 4 team fouls on Rushi. 6 on Fort Loramie. 4:22 left. Redskins up 9. Fort Loramie may play a little keep away right here. Oh, here's a back cut. Great play, Brandewey. Fine feed. Colleen to Sister Avery for a deuce.
And now Avery's going to have to bring her something to drink tonight when they get home.
Oh, the Colleen-Avery duo for a bucket. Timeout.
That was terrific.
Timeout called. 44-33 Fort Loramie. 4:12 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, every day, every single day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishment. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, Fort Loramie had the 11-point lead, 40-29. Rushi hit four in a row. Fort Loramie answered with four in a row. It's right back to 11 at 44-33, and the Raiders foul up a big offensive possession with another bad pass out of bounds.
And Loramie's built this lead with Schultes only scoring 2 points in the second half, so that's good. That bodes well for them to have other people out there scoring points.
Yep, sure does. Redskins inbounding in backcourt and getting a fist on it, driving it out of bounds is Sophie Francis. Eight players in backcourt, four white jerseys, four gold jerseys. Way down here to our right are Ella Haney and Avery Brandewey. Redskins try to get it in. It's a bad throw. It hit the back of a Rushi player. Break for Fort Loramie. Gobbled up by Colleen Brandewey. Ahead to Heitkamp. Left corner, open shooter, doesn't let it fly. Redskins spread it out.
Good choice.
High right, Schultes. Ava's got it. Good defensive play, nearly swiped by Putoff out of bounds. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 11, 44-33. Ava Schultes inbounding right in front of junior varsity coach Phil Barhorst. Ava looks, ball high overhead. Can't find anybody. Can't find anybody. 5 seconds. Strong defense by Rushi, which blanketed every white shirt. Here come the Raiders. Rushi needs a hoop right here in the worst way. Maybe a three-point play. Monin, baseline right, bounce pass for Haney. And guess what? It's off the mark and intercepted.
Threw it right to her.
Wow, have turnovers ever plagued Rushi here tonight? Many of them forced, a lot of them unforced, and here's one turned over by Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie. She was stalled out on the arc and dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah. I think she's going to get to come over and talk about it now.
Uh-huh. 3:22 to go in the game, 44-33, Fort Loramie up 11. What was our halftime score, Chuck?
23-18.
And Fort Loramie has not been denied here in the second half. Redskins lead 11. That's Fort Loramie's biggest. 3:10 to go here in the game. Here's Ella Haney driving down the right side of the floor and throws up a horse shot from the right baseline, a 15-footer. Missed the rim entirely, and it is poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
You did say shot, right? Horse shot.
Yeah, horse shot. Here's a deep three, left corner, pumped up there by Haney. Dancing off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Rushi. The player is hacked. Good call by the referee, foul on Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 11.
Got to put a body on him that time. Turner, who was just learning to play varsity basketball, didn't box anybody out.
Sophie Francis to get two. Avery Brandewey will check back in for Fort Loramie. coming out, Ava Schultes for the Redskins. Well, her big first half keyed Fort Loramie's 5-point lead at intermission. Redskins have held the edge ever since. Here is a big 1-1 for Rushi. It's missed. The Redskins get the rebound. Rushi shot better than 70% at the stripe the first two games. Not so much tonight.
No, they're not shooting. Well, they're not really doing anything but play defense.
Rushi playing D, far left side of the floor, dribbling his Rose for Fort Loramie. Rushi coaching staff wanted the 5-second call. Fort Loramie gets a belated timeout with 2:46 to go in this game. Redskins up 11. We'll take a quick break on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Riley Heitkamp at midcourt for Fort Loramie, which owns a cushion of 11, 44-33, with 2:38 left on the clock. Avery Brandewee, far left side, back to Riley on top. Shot fake, gives it up to Colleen Brandewee in the right corner. Looks down inside for Avery. Inside the top of the circle, Ava Turner, ice water in her veins. Good! 18-footer, a long deuce. Biggest lead of this night for Fort Loramie. Steal, Colleen Brandewee. Brandewee foul line, pull up Jay. 15-footer, in and out. Oh, the roof would have come off this place had that gone in. Long rebound, Redskins, who milk the clock now with 2:04 to go. Near side pass, Turner. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Baseline to Jaden Rose. Rose is cornered. Gives to Riley Heitkamp down the lane. Oh, a good dish on the play to a teammate. Avery Brandewee on the finish. Avery Brandewee. Foul on the play against Rushi.
Great pass, and Brandewee went to her left hand to get that shot off.
What teamwork by the Redskins.
Wow.
Super penetration, outstanding feed. Avery, the freshman, concluded it. And Fort Loramie has swelled this lead to 15.
And Haney just fouled out. Not that it's going to make a lot of difference at this point.
A 2-point game for Ella Haney. That's one of the storylines.
Sure it is. That and 28 turnovers.
Here is Avery Brandewee trying to convert the 3-point play. It bounces, and eventually comes off. Rebound down to Rushi, down 15. Minute 48 left. Raiders have it outside the arc on the left. It's Monin. Swings a pass into the high post to Sophie Francis. Looks on the interior for Sherman. They go high-low for Kate, and she's jostled, held, foul over the back. She'll shoot free throws, and she was bumped every which way. And it is team foul 8 on Fort Loramie, 1-1 for Kate Sherman, and that's been a downfall for Rushi here tonight. They've gotten to the stripe, but have not converted.
They've not made them. They've turned it over too much. Just didn't handle the pressure that you talked about before the game.
Free throw Sherman, much too hard. Ordinarily a good free throw shooter. She's missed, what, at least four?
She's missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 48, Rushi 33. 25 feet away with the ball is Turner for Fort Loramie. And it is punched out of there. Nice steal. CeCe Borchers zips down the court for Rushi. Defensive foul against Fort Loramie with a minute 16 to go in the game. And Fort Loramie up 15. It's a solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers are available at a great price at Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. And there's more. Delivery just $49. Free in-house measurements. Two locations now, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware. Call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360. 596-6360. Tell him you heard all about Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Substitutions galore here for Fort Loramie. Allison Schmidtmeyer, 5'8 senior, is in. Redskins up 15. Minute 16 left. Two free throws converted. C.C. Borchers on the makes.
Made them both.
48-35 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins in backcourt trying to beat the pressure. Hustling up the right side comes Skylar Albers. Looks for help. Gives it up near midcourt. Handled there by Jaden Rose. Back to Albers, 30 feet away on the right. Right baseline, foul line. It goes on the play to Schmidtmeyer. Tries the 14-footer, no good. Rebound Rushi, down 13, 52 seconds left. Raiders blitzing into the forecourt. Flip it on the arc. Handled there at long range by Gubo. Baseline left, 10-footer. Eliza Garrity was checked in, a 5'10 junior, left it short. Long rebound down to Fort Loramie, 36 ticks to go. Redskins up 48-35. They play pitch and catch on the arc. Good overplay, nice theft. Pickpocket by Gubo, who hustles down and makes the layup. 48-37, Fort Loramie's lead 11, 22.9 left. Out of the game, Ava Schultes for Fort Loramie. Rushi has dropped in the last two field goals. Jaden Rose in backcourt. No, I should say that's Victoria Mesher inbounding for Fort Loramie. She threw it in, got it back, zips down the right side, goes to Rose in the left corner. Redskins bring it out. Thinking about shooting is Albers. She says no. Fort Loramie dribbling. 7-6-5. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. And that does it. It is all over. Over here at Fort Loramie. Didn't turn out to be as tight a struggle as we thought it might. Began that way, but Fort Loramie pulled away in the second half to beat Rushi by 11. The lead was as much as 15 with about a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins led by 5 and steadily inched further out in front of Rushi to win it. Fort Loramie played far better tonight than did Rushi, I guarantee you. Next time around, January 6th at Rushi, the Raiders will play much, much better against their arch rival, Fort Loramie Redskins. 2-minute break upcoming. Fort Loramie victorious by 11 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors tonight, and we thank them very much, are Jermaine of Sydney, new and used cars, Chromas Funeral Home in Piqua, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Reese Insurance Agency in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire of Sydney. Riemann Drywall in Anna offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done right, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right, the Riemann way. Thank you very much. Fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we turn it over to Chuck with a look at some scoring highlights and our Clancy Stars of this game.
Well, on the Rushi side, they were led in scoring by CeCe Borchers with 8. Then they got 7 from Sophie Francis, 6 from Kate Sherman, 6 from Reese Gubo, 6 from Simone Putoff. Only 2 points from their leading scorer, Ella Haney. She has been at 19 a game in the first two. She ended up with 2, 5 of 14 from the free throw line, and turned it over 28 times. That's a loss.
Yep, that's amazing. It was this tight with a quarter and a half to go. Amazing. Rushi was within striking distance. The Raiders simply did not play anything close to how they played in the first two contests. I guarantee you, Rushi will improve its game against Fort Loramie in the January 6th return match at the Raiders gym.
Well, and I guarantee this, they didn't see defense like this in the first two games either.
Well, that's for certain, too.
They did not see it. And Loramie had 3 people in double figures. They had Colleen Brandewey and Ava Schultz. Each both had 13, and Riley Heitkamp had 10. 23 rebounds. They were only 4-9 from the free throw line. Turned it over 14 times. Mm-hmm. 7 in each half. The Clancy's players of the game for Rushi, one with CeCe Borchers, 5'9 junior. And then on the other side for Fort Loramie, I'm going to go with Colleen Brandewey, a 5'7 senior, and Ava Schultz, a 5'10 senior. Those are our Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, thanks so much to our Fort Loramie Games sponsors with us for Fort Loramie Games only all year long. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. And thanks as well to the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victrushealth.com. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And don't forget Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. But Chuck, we thought it would be closer. It was not. Fort Loramie played extremely well. Rushi did not play well at all. Thus, an 11-point contest. And Rushi drops to 2-1 on the year. Fort Loramie unbeaten at 2-0. Tri-Village is an upcoming opponent for Rushi. It's down the line on the 7th of December. That's, 1 week from tonight when Fort Loramie travels to Jackson Center. I'm sorry.
No.
A couple of weeks from tonight.
Yeah, Fort Loramie doesn't play that night.
No.
Because Brian Albers told me if we go do that game, he's going to listen to it.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So we'll have one listener. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Rushi's schedule. Toughens up down the road in December. Home game with Botkins on December 11 after the road game at Tri-Village on the 7th. Looking ahead, on Tuesdays the 14th and 21st, Rushi is at New Bremen and at Anna. As I noted, the Fort Loramie Redskins have got a game next Tuesday against Jackson Center. Excuse me, that's coming up next Tuesday. The Redskins play Jackson Center. We are here on the 4th of December, I believe it is, Anna comes to town. Anna at Fort Loramie, a Saturday afternoon tilt. Should be another big game in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Well, I got a couple of scores. Botkins beat Jackson Center tonight 38-25.
Mm-hmm.
Minster beats Salina 53-36. And I don't, Joe's typing is not very good because, somebody's playing West Liberty Salem.
That's Anna.
Okay. Anna had it won 35-30.
Oh, my goodness.
But he spelled it A-N-I-M-A.
He could have spelled it A-N-N-I-E.
Yeah, he could have done whatever he wanted.
West Liberty Salem promises to have a very good team this year. I think West Liberty's on Fort Loramie's schedule down the road.
They're usually pretty good.
Uh-huh. And Anna won that game of five. Kudos to Coach Maurer and the Rockets. And that win by Anna tonight, Botkins' win over Coldwater at Coldwater over the weekend, leads me to believe that this Shelby County League race among the ladies could be really tight. No givens at all.
No. Yeah, you're not going to take a night off, that's for sure.
And Arushi found out tonight, well, when you don't shoot free throws and you turn it over as often as the Raiders did, you're going to get thumped at Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
So much fun. Loved it. Good crowd. We were amongst the Arushi faithful for the most part here on this side of the floor. And they cheered long and hard. And we enjoyed being a part of the Arushi cheering section.
Nice people.
Yep. Looking at the red and black across the way, Fort Loramie prevailing by 11. So many thanks to our radio station audience tonight, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com as well. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color and On-Site Engineering. Our next presentation will be Friday night, airtime about 7. We'll be up in the rafters, high in the mezzanine.
I've already got my nosebleed kit out.
Okay. We'll be in the Botkins Gym in the very top row in that second deck. And we'll be covering the Botkins Jackson Center boys game for you. Last year we covered that Shelby County League boys opener at Jackson Center. And Botkins in the second half blew the lid off the Habitat
of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And that's a big game, another big contest. Those are probably two of the, what, top three or four favorites in the Shelby County League Boys race.
Yeah, you'd have to think Rushi's involved in that.
Yep.
Loramie's always involved. So, yeah, it's going to be
Anna with Finkenbein.
Anna, yeah, I mean, he'd never seen a three he doesn't like. With a kid could just got as good a range as I've ever seen in a high school kid.
And he makes them from McGrill Avenue. McGrill is the street I think the school is on in Anna. But loved it tonight. Great game. I'm sure second time around January 6th, it will be very competitive. Rushi will play a much improved performance in the second encounter when these two clubs start the second round. Rushi now 2-1, as we mentioned, and Fort Loramie 2-0. For our audiences online and on radio, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Where's John Hemp? John Hemp Imagery. He was here.
He's there.
There he is. Hi, John. We say thank you, John Hemp, as well. Jack Kramer saying good night, finally, from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins girls have defeated the Raiders girls, Fort Loramie over Rushi, 48-37. Happy Turkey Day, everybody. Good night.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.